Greetings, everyone. I would like to start off by saying thank you for allowing us into your lives every week. Welcome to the Family Healing Breaking Cycles Podcast, your one-stop shop to life, love, and family. Every week, we will touch on real-life topics from a family's perspective, of course. I am a family healing motivational coach, a mother of four, two kings, and two queens. I'm also a sister mom of two kings and a grandmother of three and an auntie of two as well. As you will see, the more time we spend together, we have a unique family dynamic. The topics that we discuss are things that have made impacts on our family. And as we share our experiences, we hope to help other families break cycles as well. Let's get started. Welcome back, family. I'm Tamika. I'm your host. I'm here with my co-hosts, and I'll let them introduce themselves.
Welcome back, family. I'm the oldest child right now, but you can call me Nell.
Welcome back, family. I'm the youngest daughter, Jasmine, but you can call me Jazz.
Nettie. I was watching The Color Purple, sir, on Mother's Day. I just felt like it. Family, I want to start off by giving out some contact information. Our Instagram is FHBCP_. Our Facebook is Family Healing Breaking Cycles Podcast. And our email is familyhealingbreakingcycles78@yahoo.com. And those are just some ways to contact us for anything. Just about anything. So now that the housekeeping issues are out of the way, let's get into it. So today's episode is Mama's Boy versus Mommy Issues. And then today, and you know, we just running through it before anybody jumps up and down and jumps down my throat. Mommy issues, and I want to bring it to the forefront to today's society. And I'm going to say mommy issues / the word zesty. And from social media and everything else, I'm sure by now we all know what zesty is. But is the two things I just want to put together just because zesty is relevant now. But mommy issues are very serious. It's a real thing. It's a disorder from, you know, some trauma. So it's not to make light of that, but just to bring some of the present time to the forefront of how it's being deemed in today's society, and it's being kind of, I'm not going to say made fun of, but if you know, when you say zesty, it's more of, you know, people saying that men are borderline, you know, on the down low or whatever the case is, but it's much more than that. It's nothing really to make light of because it's a serious situation and it's real. So let's start off with some textbook definition. Well, some definitions. So the definition of mama's boy. So mama's boy is a slang term for a man that has unhealthy dependency with his mother at an age where he's expected to be self-reliant, like living on his own, economically independent, and should be married or at least about to be married. So the definition of mommy issues, or, you know, mother wounds is another word for it. Longing for a mother's love that was never provided in a healthy way, causing trauma in your heart, your mind, your mental development, your soul, and in adult, and your mental development in adulthood, like a wounded inner child. So, and this can be for, this doesn't just have to be for men. this can go for women too, but obviously today's topic is about men, so we want to leave that there. So again, mommy issues or mother wounds, longing for a mother's love that was never provided in a healthy way, causing trauma in your mental development in adulthood. For example, like a wounded inner child. And we've had an episode on that before too. So basically, when you look at it, and you know, no matter how you want to slice it, dice it, or whatever, and you want to, you know, put your guard up and not take responsibility for it, parents, adults, but you know, you once you bring a child into the world, you have certain responsibilities. And the bottom, I was one of those people that wanted to not claim, you know, stake the claim to fame or not be responsible, or had so many excuses for why I wasn't, felt like I wasn't responsible for certain things, or excuses like, oh, you know, you a single parent, or you work in all these different jobs, or, you know, whatever the case is, why you can't be there to provide certain things for your children. But no matter how you put it, no matter what you say, the bottom line is, once you bring a child into the world, you're responsible for nurturing them. You're responsible for loving them. You're responsible for teaching them everything. It is what it is. If you're in a situation where you feel like you don't want to take responsibility and you have multiple children or whatever the case is, stop having so many kids that you know, can't take. I'm not even talking about financially. I'm just saying emotionally. I'm saying, because if you're not willing to take responsibility at some point, now maybe when they were younger, you know better, you do better, generational cycles and curses and things are relevant, but at some point you have to do better. Your children can't be full grown and you're in your later stages in life and you're still denying that you caused trauma. Even though your grown child can be pleading with you and telling you, you caused me trauma, like this happened and that happened, you can't still not acknowledge it. So that's what I mean by, you know, you just have to bite the bullet and, you know, do what you have to do at some point. Children require a large amount of love and connection. It's just what it is. Humans, as humans in general, it's natural to want that human connection, to want that love or whatever the case is. Maybe some people more than others, you know, that's of course because we're all different. But as children just want and long for that. It helps develop them into, you know, the different type of people, you know, that they are. It is what it is. Now, of course, you have different reasonings why a person might not do it or might not be there, which is all fine and well, but at some point it becomes a generational cycle, and at some point who is going to be the one to say that I'm going to break this cycle and I'm going to do it differently? Generational mean, okay, if my mother wasn't there for me emotionally, you know, however you want to look at it, you know, and I don't know what that is, so it wasn't taught to me. So when I have children, I'm going to be the same way. Then when they have children, they're going to be the same way. That's what a generational curse or a generational cycle is. I mean, generation after generation, the same toxic behavior and the same trauma is being displayed. So that's three generations right there. What was that for? My mother, me, then if I have children, then grandchildren. So that's four generations where the same toxic trauma is being passed down. Now, at some point, of course, if you have, you know, a lot of lineage and you have, you know, multiple children and they have, you know, a lot, at some point, somebody is going to be different and change things. But for the most part, that's what a generational curse of the generational cycle is. So if you have some type of trauma or toxic behavior that everyone has done in your family, you can be the one that can break the generational cycle and say, I'm going to do different for my kids so they can do different for their kids, and so on and so forth. And there are several reasons. That's a more less toxic reason, but there are several reasons why a man would not have the healthy, you know, development that he needs from his mother. You know, he can have the loss of his mother in different ways. Like, loss of healthy mothering is equal to like the loss of a mother. And it can be something that you can't control. Like, maybe your mother abandoned you, or maybe your mother passed away or something like that. But in that kind of situation, at least you know that this is the situation. I have to deal with it. My mom left. She died. There's nothing I can do about it. I might still have these issues, but there is like some sort of explanation there, as opposed to, you know, having a mother that's a narcissist, that's abusive, maybe mentally unstable, or... And then this person is present in your life. Now, that is a more traumatic experience, because it's like, okay, I'm confused now. What's going on? You know, what's going on? So there are two reasons why a man could not have the proper attention that he needs, you know, from his mother. And like I said, this can apply to anybody. I'm just trying to get into reasons why mama's boy and mommy issues and different things, how they're different and what it leads up to. So a mama's boy is totally different from a man that has like mommy issues.
So do you feel like that work hand in hand though? Because if, let's just say, you had a mama's boy and their mom, I guess, at, you know, some point didn't do something that they like, you know, being a mama's boy, meaning you up under your mom all the time. Nobody's going to compare it to your mom ever in life. Or whatever the,
you and know, you
whatever
just the case not may be. You're not filling up to the productive citizen that you're supposed to be as a grown man, because you have you're a mama's boy. You depend on your mom for everything, to pick out your partner, for thinking, right, for financial stability, just for everything. That's a mama's boy,
right? But let's just say that's what this man views his mom as. And then let's just say his mom come into a relationship and she cut him off. He would have mommy issues too.
Now, his mom does what?
Let's you know, just make a scenario.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, normally, if you see a mama's boy and the mom is okay with him being mama's, she encourages
him. Right.
She might not be in a relationship.
Right.
He might not be in one, because
right,
nobody compares, right? So say if mom gets into a relationship and whoever she gets in a relationship with, they have a conversation like, your son, you got to cut him off. He's too old for that. And she cut him off. He would develop mommy issues at that point, right? He's so attached to her and she just cut him off cold turkey in that sense.
I think more so, if that happened, he's an adult at this point. So, what's going to happen is, I think in that situation, it'd be more so like jealousy and resentment and things like that, which can be characteristics of what we're discussing. But I think the mommy issues start at childhood.
Oh, no, I agree.
Yeah, I think it's so. I think if that happened, it's more so resentment. Look at the movie like Baby Boy. He resented as soon as she found somebody. He did everything in his power to, you know, make her feel guilty for making him become a man. Everything in his power. But he was grown, though. But that was his jealousy and his resentment and him not wanting to be the man that he's supposed to be. as opposed to being a child and just never having that nurturing from a mother, and it developed into all these traumatic behaviors as an adult. So I think that's where the difference in that would come. The difference in that would come from.
So in a sense, for you know, well, let me see if I can. It's kind of a lose-lose for men in it, because if you if you grow up and you going through life as a mama's boy as an adult, you already gonna have your personal issues anyway. Because you a mama's boy at, you know, 30. And then
right.
Not having a nurturing mother growing up, you're always gonna be against women. Because your mom wasn't there to nurture you, you don't even know how to treat women.
Right.
So it's like, you know, what is...
Yeah. I'm trying to... Okay, so basically, as a grown woman, you don't want either or. But I think if a choice had to be made, I would rather have someone that was a mama's boy. Because once you have mommy issues or you have mother abandonment, that's, you know, that turns into a whole different scenario, because now this is where that whole fine line between mama's boy and zesty comes in at. Because now you're dealing with a man that is totally unavailable to women emotionally, period. Totally unavailable to women emotionally, period. He's going to get into a relationship with a woman and not like her. Because he doesn't like women for real. Because he did not get what he needed from his mother. So now he has turned to resent women. So this is where it gets tricky, and this is where it gets funny. Because let's get into some of the characteristics. So some of the characteristics of a man that would have mommy issues, not mama's boy, mommy issues, would be if you're in a relationship, these men who are emotionally detached from women, just emotionally detached from women, period. You get in a relationship with a woman, I don't know, for whatever reason, but you're emotionally detached from her. You rather not spend time with her. You rather not be with her. You rather not talk to her. You rather not get to know her, anything like that. Maybe to the best of your ability or whatever the case is. These men, they would rather spend more time with a man than a woman. Now, let me clear it up. Now, of course, you might have other... I'm not talking about gay men. This is where it gets tricky. I'm not talking about gay men. I'm talking about men that would rather invest emotionally in another man because he doesn't like women. So this might be a man that's always around other men, that spends most of his time with other men all the time. So he would rather emotionally invest in another man. These men also are chronic cheaters, and they have several baby mamas, if you will. They cheat all the time. They have several baby mamas and several children because they do not like women. They are emotional. They do not like women. And this is just another toxic trait when you're in a relationship with them, because they don't like you anyway. So they're going to constantly cheat on you. And the constant baby mama thing is to have so many different women that you hurt at one time because you don't like women. Now, of course, you can ask them. You can talk to him about it. Not going to tell you the truth. He's going to make it seem like you don't know what you're talking about. But in all actuality, he has been scorned by his mother. So now it causes him not to like women. If you go back to that old saying where they say a mother is a boy's first love, and a boy is a mother's last love. So at the end of the day, if you're my first love and you hurt me and you weren't there for me and you didn't give me what I needed, what do you think is going to happen as I get older? I'm going to have self-doubt, first of all. I'm going to have low self-esteem. I'm not going to think highly of myself. So that's going to cause issues right there. I'm going to have abandonment issues. I'm going to have wounded inner child issues. I'm going to be emotionally detached when I get into relationships. These are men that are in relationships that show no emotion. That are just... Because they, in all actuality, they don't like women. They might like the feel of a woman, the touch of a woman, the physical part of a woman. And to save face, this is why they're with women. Because the fine line, again, between gay and mommy issues, I'm not totally gay, but I also don't like women. Because you didn't go through with the physical act of being with a man. But you will totally invest everything in another man. Whether it's a best friend, a friend, or whatever the case is. You rather spend time, more time with that man. You rather talk on the phone with that man. You rather go out with him, play ball with him, go to gym with him all the time, play golf with him all the time. Or it might be more than one. You might have a bunch of friends. But you spend more time and you emotionally invest and pour into men than you do women. And these men are also emotional. They are very emotional. They have a lot of female tendencies. It's very hard to detect because it's masked by anger. But the anger is really their feelings being hurt. So the only way to act out, because it's like a child, because you is like a child having a temper tantrum. So the only way to act out is through anger. And these men are abusive and these men are narcissists. So they're really a child having a temper tantrum. But the anger is a mask for the fact that my feelings are just hurt. You hurt me. So this is what I'm going to do to you. But to save face, I'm going to make it seem as if I'm just angry. You made me mad. But in all actuality, your feelings are hurt. Just like that little boy whose feelings was hurt when he didn't get what he needed from his mother. They just, and they're overly homophobic. Pay attention to that part too. Very overly homophobic for no reason. For no reason. It could have been a gay man may have never even tried to talk to them, test their manhood or anything like that. But then they're still overly homophobic, like, gay men did something to them in a physical way. But all of this stems from not getting the love and nurturing that he was supposed to get from his mother. That's where it all comes from. Lack of self-worth as an adult. Did you want to say something?
Just in case.
You can jump in if you want. You can jump in. Sit and think about it, not that you have to call anybody out, but you have lots of associates, you have friends, you know a lot of people, been around a lot of people, you meet all types of different men, and can you think of a situation where you might have run across one of these type of men?
Of course, just like some episodes or whatever the case is, you never look that deep into it until here you go.
So now you listen to this, boom, you never dig deep into it, boom, boom, boom. But what was your thought of this person before you dug deep into it and thought about it? What did you think? He a little bit too emotional, a little bit too feminine. And now I'm not talking about feminine, like acting feminine, walking that way, talking that way, or anything like that. A regular man's man, a regular guy, but has all these characteristics.
Probably, I'm going to say overly emotional, because I don't want to sit here and say men shouldn't be emotional.
Right.
So I would just say over the top of.
Right. You're you're so overly emotional that it turns into anger and it causes you to be an abusive person. Or you just emotional about everything, which could be anything. Y'all could be playing I don't know, playing football, playing basketball, but this one person always got to throw the ball down, mm-hmm. get mad, can't take defeat, always upset, you know, sore loser, all that kind of stuff. In anything y'all do, bowling, whatever, always going out, but he's the friend that you know is going to whine and bitch about everything.
Oh, well, I think everybody got at least two of those. But right. even if you don't have these people, you know, in your circle or you ever came across, the news show it all the time when you see, you know, is more females being killed than anything. That's that
over. Oh, by men. Right.
That's doing it. You know what
I'm saying? That don't know how to handle their emotions.
Right.
Right.
So that's their outlet is just what they do. But you know, 9 out of 10, if you see a woman that was killed, it's a man that did it.
And 9 times, okay, baby, let's say 7. And 7 times out of 10, it had something to do with her wanting to move on to being with somebody else. She
didn't want him no more. And right. And then that's his over emotions
right.
come into play. And then, you know, that's what you're speaking of now, of course. But I think a lot of people never looked at it that way. You know what I mean? You might just, why is he so over emotional? But then now, hearing definitions, hearing you speak, like, you know what? Dang, hold up.
Yeah, and it's not, you know, okay, so on the outside looking in, you'll hear most people say, oh, he act like that because his dad wasn't around. Mm-hmm. Oh, he act like that because his dad wasn't around. He was raised by his mom and his grandmom, and it's all women in his family. He got sisters, the aunties, the mom, and the grandmom, so he's extra feminine. Okay, could be true, but at the same time, there's also the situation where, There's that situation too. I've seen situations like that where you're just overly feminine because your dad wasn't there and you're just mimicking what you see, which is a bunch of women all the time. Mm-hmm. But we're talking about the cases where the mother wasn't there for whatever the reasons were, whether it was a situation where, you know, I still feel like even if you're like a single mom and you working a bunch of jobs or, you know, I'm going to think that's a more common scenario. So you can't really be there like you want to be there. I think even in that situation, you still can put forth, you know, some, you know, healthy emotional development. You might not be there physically all the time, but when you are there, there could be different ways that you can show emotion and that you can teach things and you can nurture and pour into. I don't think that certain environmental circumstances have anything to do with you not being able to nurture. I think the inability to nurture comes from a generational cycle of maybe whatever reasons you weren't taught or something happened to you and you haven't dealt with your trauma. So if you had a mother that was the same way, you might be the same way. Or if you went through some kind of trauma, like maybe abuse or maybe you were raped or, you know, anything as a child. So you aren't going to be able to emotionally nurture and invest in your children because you have trauma and pain that you haven't had a chance to deal with. So, like I said in the past episode I just did about on, you know, special for Mother's Day, just for the women, about healing and everything like that. You were an individual before you had children. That's just facts. You can say all you want to say. Oh, you have kids now. This got to change. That got to change. You're supposed to do this. You come last. The kids come. Oh, that's all fine and well. But the facts are, you were an individual before you had children. So who was that individual? Was that individual healed? Did that individual go through trauma? Did that individual, you know, have toxic relationships? Was that individual molested? Was that individual raped? Was that individual physically abused? Were their parents there? Were they, you know, whatever the case is, you still were an individual. Did you not get therapy for? Did you, is it still a secret? Did nobody know about it? Did you just move on in life, you know, like how life is supposed to be? Okay, life says I'm supposed to have sex and I get pregnant and I just move on. And now you in these dysfunctional relationships and all that kind of stuff. So you were individual before you had children. So we all are in a situation where we have children, but we might not be the most healthiest people. We're not the most healthiest people, but we having children. Now, suppose you have had multiple children by this time and you still haven't healed. You still haven't dealt with anything. So now you got 3 and 4 kids and you're still unhealthy. You know, you have trauma issues, all types of things, but you have children. This is facts. This is not for anybody to take these facts and think I'm judging. This is not for anybody to take these facts and take them personal. This is what I want to say too. Sometimes people, when it's facts, regardless who it is, a fact is a fact. Like there's nothing that can be done about it. You either accept it or not and move on. But don't, just because someone's throwing facts out there, they're judging you, you taking it personal, it's a problem. How? When a fact is a fact. Unless the fact isn't a fact and it's non-fiction, then I can see you thinking you're being judged, or I can see you taking it personal. But if it's a fact, it's a fact. And the fact is, we were all individuals before we had children. The fact is, most of us had some kind of childhood trauma that hadn't been healed when we had children. And the fact is, a lot of us, a high percentage of us, went through our whole teens, 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s with children and still haven't healed from trauma. That's a fact. The fact is, in most families, there are generations of generational curses of all sorts and all kinds, hundreds of them. It's a fact. So the bottom line is, there are a lot of reasons why a mother is not able to nurture her child. I don't think environmental circumstances might make you tired at the end of the day. Environmental circumstances might make you not be there all the time. Environmental circumstances might not make you present in the moment. But I don't think environmental circumstances have anything to do with you being a nurturer. So at the end of the day, these men have grown up in households with women that weren't nurturers. They didn't get what they were supposed to get. And if it's a situation where it's more unhealthy and toxic, like she was a narcissist, she was an abuser, all he saw was her sleeping with different men. Maybe she was a drug addict. He saw some stuff he wasn't supposed to see. Maybe she always had men coming in and out of the house. Maybe he watched men abuse her. Maybe for whatever, in those more extreme situations, now this man has grown up and now, for the lack of a better word, he hates women. But he's going to be with a woman because, for whatever, I'm not in everybody's head, for whatever reason he's with a woman, he's with her. But the bottom line is, he don't want to be with her. Okay, so I'm with her. I haven't healed. I don't even know what's going on with myself. But I'm a cheat on her, beat on her, not like her, not love her, or whatever the case is. All I'm really using her for is the emotional part and the sex. And this is where it gets tricky. Am I gay? Am I zesty? This is where it gets tricky. Am I? But no, you're not going to be real with yourself, and you're not going to be real with everybody else either. So all these baby mamas, all these women, all this cheating, all this stuff that you're doing to let the world know, hey, I ain't gay. I'm not doing nothing. But the facts are the facts. The facts are, you're emotionally invested in men. The facts are, you spend most of your time with men. The facts are, you would rather be on the phone for hours at a time with a man. The facts are, you rather spend all your time with a man. The facts are, you respect men before you respect a woman. You'll sit up here and be at home beating on your woman, cheating on your woman. But if a man stepped to you in the street, you scared. So maybe you need to ask yourself, what are the facts? It get tricky. It's a thin line between mama's boy and mommy issues and mother wounds and Zesty. And I'm just saying Zesty because fast forward to social media now and all the lingo and all the things that are popular and that are going on, and Zesty is popular. But they're not shedding light on the true meaning and the toxicity and the trauma of what Zesty is. Why? Because it's social media. Of course they're going to make fun of it. Of course it's the women on all the podcasts and platforms that are probably hurt and broken by some Zesty man. That's why she outing them all. But they're not outing them in a way for healing or to say, look, this is why it is. They outing them from an emotional state, from a hurt state. A Zesty man hurt her. So now she gonna get on a podcast, get on a platform, and she gonna out them. I'm not outing them. I'm outing them in a way of healing because it's real. It's real. You Zesty for a reason. And a lot of women are in relationships with these men. That's just a fact. That's just a fact. If he whooping your behind, but then after he whoop your behind, he gonna go out here and go play ball with the boys and always at the gym and always doing this and doing that. You think about it. You with him. You probably know his past and his childhood. Was his mom there? Did his mom die when he was young? Did his mom leave him? Was his mom a drug addict so she was never around? Was his mom a prostitute? You know him. You with him. I'm sure he has said to you at some point about his childhood and what his mom did because he's going to talk about it. You know why? Because he's confused. He don't even know. So he's going to voice it to you. Yeah, my mom wasn't never there, you know. I never remember, like, she would always have us go hungry. She would always care about a man before she cared about us. She would make sure the man had this, but we had to eat peanut butter and jelly and he'd be eating fried chicken dinners. He's going to bring it up because he is confused and is hurt by it. And most men don't heal properly anyway. So his way of healing is talking to you about it, a woman that he claims to love and a woman that he got kids by and a woman that he's married. And you feel so special because he's pouring his heart out to you. But no, honey, you better figure it out because you got a borderline Zesty man, Zesty husband. Now, if you want to go a step further, you better make sure that he ain't take that Zesty to that other thin line.
Now, what thin line is that?
The gay. Look at your sex life. How's that looking? That's how you can determine what you need to know. And that's the difference between mama's boy and mommy issues. And that's that. Facts are facts. Point blank, period. Anybody had anything to add to that?
What's the overall, you feel like what you just said, right?
The overall consensus is that I think people were misconstruing what a mama's boy and a man with mommy issues and mother wounds was. And fast forward to today, because that has been what it was. Fast forward to today, this word Zesty is prominent. So, and I think it's being exploited in a way where there's more behind it that needs to be taught. So the overall consensus is most men are Zesty. A lot of women are in relationships with Zesty men. That's my opinion. No matter how severe the case, you might have a more severe case where you're being abused and cheated on and raped and all that kind of stuff by your husband. Or it might just be a situation where you just have a man that's emotional all the time and he always crying and complaining about something. You ain't make the eggs right, he complaining about it. You ain't put enough starch in his shirt, he crying about it. You ain't tape his favorite TV show and he crying about it. So it could be a low extreme case and a high extreme case. The bottom line is there's some trauma there that needs to be addressed. That's the bottom line.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah,
I'm gonna agree with everything you talked about. You know, we don't agree all the time, but I'm gonna agree with you.
Oh, I appreciate that. I appreciate that. You got a gem over there for us, sir?
Let's see what I got for ya.
Look out for your zesty men.
I ain't got nothing for that one.
I know that's right. I'm just saying, family, pay attention. Pay attention. Pay attention. Sheesh.
If you're going to fail at some point in life, just make sure you're being yourself.
Oh, okay. Because life is humbling. And once you get humble, once God puts you in the position to humble you for whatever he have to humble you for, sometimes you be in these high power positions and you doing all these good things, but it's distracting you from what he had planned for you, he will humble you. Just pay attention to what's going on. Pay attention to your season and just be the best you could be through it. You might have been a corporate exec and now you flipping burgers because something happened. Be the best doggone burger flipper this side of creation.
Right.
No, family. Yes, right. Family. We want to thank you for letting us into your lives, if only for a moment. And as always, talk to you soon. Family Healing Breaking Cycles streams on your favorite app. On Mondays at 12 p.m., just add us to your favorites and you'll get alerts when new episodes stream on Apple, iTunes, Spotify, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, and others. We would also like to thank our sponsors, KKP Vending. If you need a vending machine at your location, you could call them at 267-407-7678 and also Lounge 21. At 1639 South 21st Street, Philadelphia, PA 19145. And you can also follow them on Instagram at lounge_21. And follow us on Facebook, Family Healing Breaking Cycles. And we would love to hear from you. Or you can also email us at familyhealingbreakingcycles78@yahoo.com. And don't forget to leave us a review in your favorite app as well.